ever get that feeling, you know, like when you really want to share how you feel, but the words just won't come out.
Oh, totally. It's like you're stuck, right? Like in this game of emotional charades.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. And that's kind of what we're diving into today, this whole idea of, you know, getting past that fear of talking about feelings.
I think it's something so many of us struggle with.
For sure. It's a pretty universal thing. And we found this piece that really gets into it. You know, it lays out some practical ways to start dealing with it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's really insightful. Like one thing that jumped out at me was this scenario they describe, right? You're at dinner with your partner, had a rough day. But instead of just saying how you feel, you're just like, I'm fine.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Classic.
Right. How many times have we all done that?
Way too many. I think, you know, the author really hits the nail on the head when they say that this struggle to express our feelings, it's just something almost everyone goes through.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it can cause so much misunderstanding and frustration.
Yeah.
Like I remember this one time I was going through a rough week. My best friend kept asking, are you sure you're okay? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. But inside I was like, no.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it.
It's like we're almost programmed to just avoid being vulnerable, you know, even with the people we're closest to.
That's true.
But the author really digs into why that is, like where this avoidance comes from. And they talk about how a lot of times it goes back to our past experiences. Like they share the story about a woman named Sarah who was like relentlessly teased for crying when she was a kid. Right? And so it made her believe that expressing sadness, like showing it, meant she was weak. And she carried that belief with her into adulthood.
Wow. That's such a powerful example of how early experiences can really shape our emotional patterns, you know?
It is. It really shows how these things can stick with us.
Yeah. It's almost like our brains build these walls to protect us, but then sometimes those walls just end up trapping us. So how do we break free from these patterns? Like, where do we even begin?
Well, the author suggests we start by asking ourselves some tough questions.
Okay.
Like, what are those specific negative experiences, maybe from our past, that might be feeding into our fear? And which emotions do we express really easily versus the ones we tend to bottle up?
Hmm. I like that. Those are good questions.
Right. They make you think. Huh. I found that last one particularly insightful, actually, about which emotions we express easily and which ones we kind of keep hidden.
It's almost like taking inventory, you know, of your emotional toolbox.
Exactly. And it can help us identify those patterns, right, and start to see where that fear is coming from. And, you know, the author also talks about how important it can be to share these reflections with someone you trust, someone who can offer a different perspective.
Oh, that's so important. Like, because sometimes we can be so caught up in our own heads, you know, we don't see the full picture. Having that fresh perspective from someone who cares about us, it can be so validating.
Absolutely. And it reminds us that we're not alone in this.
For sure. Like, yeah. We all have these struggles.
We do. And I love how the author puts it. It's about rewriting the script.
Right.
Like, just because we learned to suppress our emotions in the past, it doesn't mean we have to keep doing that. It's about recognizing those old patterns and then consciously choosing to communicate in a new way.
It's like taking control.
Oh, right. Exactly.
So it's not just about understanding the blocks, but actually working to change them.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings us back to that core message, right? Mm-hmm. That recognizing our emotional blocks is the first step to being able to communicate more openly, more honestly.
It's a journey.
It is. And it's a journey worth taking.
Well, this deep dive has definitely given us a lot to think about. But before we go, I want to leave you with one final question that the author poses. If you could express any emotion without fear, what would change in your relationships and in your life? It's a powerful question, and one that I think we could all benefit from exploring a little further. Thanks for joining us on this emotional journey.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Of course. And to all our listeners, keep diving deep.